Right, everybody. So at the end of today's tour, I'd like to give you some information about tomorrow. Tomorrow is the highlight of our tour through the west of the USA because we're going to visit Yosemite National Park. Yosemite is one of over 390 national parks in the USA, and it's one of the oldest. It covers a territory of over 1,200 square miles. It's particularly famous for its waterfalls, but in summer it's extremely dry. However, it's still worth a visit in summer. You can watch climbers from all over the world take the challenge of reaching the highest peaks of the Granite Mountains. And hikers love to walk among the sequoia trees, the oldest trees on Earth. They can become over 2,000 years old, are up to 95 meters high, and you need more than 10 people to hug the tree, because at its base it can have a diameter of more than 10 meters, so you feel a bit like a dwarf among the sequoia trees. You can also see bears, deer, mountain lions, and many kinds of birds. Some wild animals can be dangerous, so keep away from them and never feed them. In winter, skiing is very popular here. You can do both cross-country and downhill. So look forward to tomorrow's visit to Yosemite National Park, and until then, enjoy your evening.
You will now hear the recording for the second time.
Right, everybody. So at the end of today's tour, I'd like to give you some information about tomorrow. Tomorrow is the highlight of our tour through the west of the USA because we're going to visit Yosemite National Park. Yosemite is one of over 390 national parks in the USA, and it's one of the oldest. It covers a territory of over 1,200 square miles. It's particularly famous for its waterfalls, but in summer it's extremely dry. However, it's still worth a visit in summer. You can watch climbers from all over the world take the challenge of reaching the highest peaks of the Granite Mountains. And hikers love to walk among the sequoia trees, the oldest trees on Earth. They can become over 2,000 years old, are up to 95 meters high, and you need more than 10 people to hug the tree, because at its base it can have a diameter of more than 10 meters, so you feel a bit like a dwarf among the sequoia trees. You can also see bears, deer, mountain lions, and many kinds of birds. Some wild animals can be dangerous, so keep away from them and never feed them. In winter, skiing is very popular here. You can do both cross-country and downhill. So look forward to tomorrow's visit to Yosemite National Park, and until then, enjoy your evening.